would have thought that one of the biggest stories of the week would have to do with soccer? America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We'll start things off this hour with a special guest, Tracy Lords. Yep, Tracy Lords. She was recently seen on ABC's Celebrity Wife Swap. She was swapping with Jack A. Harry. So Tracy will stop by and chat with me and Christina Staffo and tell us how it all went. You can still see the episode by going to your ABC app. You can also go to the ABC On Demand service on your cable system or on your satellite system. And you can see how Tracy Lords lives. And then we'll talk about emojis. You know, those dopey little symbols that have replaced the English language when it comes to communicating. We don't tell people how we feel. We show them how we feel with a dopey little character. Well, folks want more of them. There is a list of the most requested emojis that might be coming soon to a phone near you, and we will have them. And then Christina will be back and we'll talk about baby names. No, not your run-of-the-mill baby names. The newest baby names that have joined the list of the 1,000 most popular. Oh my goodness. You will not believe what people have decided to name their children after. We'll have the whole story. We start things off this hour with that big story this week. I was walking by my TV the other day and all of a sudden I heard that Attorney General Loretta Lynch was going to have a press conference. She was going to be unsealing charges. Wow, this could be big. This is huge. So I sit down and she says,
"We are here to announce the unsealing of charges and the arrests of individuals as part of our long-running investigation into bribery and corruption in the world of organized soccer."
Really? Soccer? We are wasting our time on charges against soccer officials? FIFA? All right, first of all, there has been whispers for years and years and years that the World Cup is always given to the country that tends to grease the right palm. Show somebody a good time and you'll get yourself a soccer tournament in your city. Why are we wasting our time with this? Who cares? Really? Does anybody really think it was operating in this pure as the driven snow environment in the first place? And what are we trying to prove here? We have to keep soccer pure. Because our children, they play soccer every Saturday and they need to know that those who are caring for the game are doing so properly. Think of all of the other problems, not only in our country, but in our world right now. ISIS is just completely out of control. We don't talk about that unless we absolutely have to, because that's kind of messy. We have cities that are exploding here because we have serious issues between police and the community in which they are supposedly serving. No. Let's worry about soccer. Let's make sure that we put the focus on that. That will drive the news cycle for the next couple of days here because that is the biggest thing that they're worried about over at the Justice Department this week. And again, do you really think that stuff is done on the level in the first place? How about looking at the Olympics? Think about where the Olympics are normally held. These grandiose, massive cities with these huge infrastructures and they are just these capitals of commerce and the capitals of art and capitals of everything that drives us as human beings. Well, then why did they go to Atlanta in 1996? Please. Who gets taken care of, makes decisions, and those decisions decide where these dopey soccer tournaments go? How does this affect your life? How does this affect my life? That's when I get a kick out of stuff which is considered newsworthy. Does it really matter to you that some guy somewhere got his pockets lined so that a soccer tournament could be held in some city? Can we please get a clue at the Justice Department? And can we please focus on things that really matter to people? This is ludicrous. Your government dollars at work once again. But enjoy the soccer tournament. And it's only every 4 years anyway. Who cares? Tracy Lords coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? He spent 14 of his 15 years in the majors with the Seattle Mariners, hitting over 300 home runs and driving in just shy of 1,000 runs.
Deep to left center, a grand slam. Jay Buhner scores four with his 15th home run of the year.
So where is Jay Buhner now? Jay retired following the 2001 season. He works with the Mariners during spring training, and the team inducted him into their Hall of Fame in 2004. Jay was immortalized on an episode of Seinfeld when the fictitious version of George Steinbrenner paid a visit to the home of Frank Costanza, played by the great Jerry Stiller.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buhner for? He had 30 home runs and over 100 RBIs last year. He's got a rocket for an arm. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Jay Buhner, living on in syndication. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Good news for us serious Java drinkers. Looks like long-term coffee drinking doesn't appear to have any real negative effect except the jitters.
Coffee.
Coffee makes me mighty nervous when I drink it.
Coffee.
Coffee may even cut a person's chances of dying from heart disease, according to a major medical study from Spain. The study looks at both regular and decaf drinkers and found that up to 6 cups a day of regular coffee didn't affect middle-aged participants at all, the balance of which were female nurses and male doctors and dentists. And best, no connection at all between coffee and cancer deaths. And some studies now show coffee's a great source of antioxidants, which protect cells from heart disease, cancer, and other sicknesses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.